You're listening to Scratch Take, a podcast where songwriters tell the story behind their craft. I'm Jeremy Katzenstein. Calvin LaMoth is a singer-songwriter from Boston, Massachusetts. His new album, tentatively titled Golden Boy, should be out in the summer of 2016. In this episode, Calvin talks about the power of simple songs, the importance of not forcing any part of the songwriting process, and why he won't be writing a happy song anytime soon.
I'm Calvin LaMoth. I guess technically when I was around 12, I would say, is when I like first started writing, quote unquote. I didn't really start writing for real, I would say, until around probably sophomore year of high school. That was when I kind of first learned how to use GarageBand and like was first teaching myself how to play the guitar. And so that's kind of when I first started really like writing stuff that I felt comfortable putting out into the world. But I had been writing, you know, little snippets and stuff beforehand that I would probably never share with the world at this point. But I would say for me, what I really value in my music and other people's is like the ability to kind of convey a broad depth of emotion and feeling while still keeping it really simple, like musically and lyrically. I would say some like huge inspirations in that department would be like Sufjan Stevens, of course. Like that one doesn't need to be explained too much.
Goldenrod and the 4-H stone, the things I brought you when I found out you had cancer.
And then other than that, I would say I'm also a huge Sharon Van Etten fan. One of the lyric that just like jumps to mind for me. And what's cool about her is that she's also like really funny in her lyrics sometimes. Like her song, Even When the Sun, or Every Time the Sun Comes Up, there's this line that says like, I washed your dishes, but I shit in your bathroom. So it's like, yeah, it's like, it gets at so much of like a relationship with just like a few simple words.
I washed your dishes, but I shit in your bathroom.
Yeah. And I guess another person too, who has been a huge inspiration for me, and also kind of does the whole like keeping it simple while expressing a lot, is my aunt, actually. Her name is Leah Hayes. And she, when I was in like middle school, early high school, was in this really cool alt folk band called Scary Mansion. And I had never really listened to it. Like I knew that she was in a band, but I hadn't really checked it out. And then like eventually I did, and I realized, I was like, wow, this is so cool. And they have a lot of really cool stuff that's been a big inspiration for me. Especially the song Go to Hell that I really love. And she's also kind of the first person who taught me how to use GarageBand and taught me how to start doing my own recordings and stuff. So that was definitely a big step in like me starting to write myself.
If only the company of others.
I would say, I mean, like, definitely all of my music is pretty musically simple, especially like the songs I write on the guitar, because I taught myself, so I don't consider myself a very like adept guitarist. But I would say, I don't know, I guess what jumps to mind is one of the first songs I ever wrote, or one of the first songs I ever put out, is called Leap. I wrote it midway through senior year of high school, and it is about kind of all this anxiety of like moving on, like moving out of my hometown where I'd lived my whole life, and kind of all this anxiety that I was feeling about moving on and going to college and all this big stuff, because I'd just gotten into Vassar a few weeks before. Yeah, so I think that one definitely kind of gets at a lot of emotions and a lot of like stuff that was going around and around and around in my head that whole time, in a like lyrically pretty simple way.
And you can even breathe.
It's interesting. I was thinking about this earlier. I think if I had a different personality, I might not write music. In that, like, music for me is my primary source of like emotional processing, because I tend to kind of direct everything inwards and not kind of vocalize my feelings to other people as easily. So for me, music is the best way for me to do that. The first song that I ever fully wrote and then felt comfortable putting out into the world is this song called Brittle, that I wrote, I think, my junior year of high school. And it's pretty self-deprecating, a lot of my music is. And it kind of just is talking about all of these, like, I don't know, I had just, like, gotten out of my first relationship, I guess. And it's kind of me kind of processing my feelings of kind of how that came to an end and how I was feeling kind of apathetic about it and about, like, love in general. And so it's kind of like me berating myself for not just being more, I guess, open emotionally. And that's definitely a theme that I am still working through.
And all you want to do is cry. You think that it has been too long.
I'm actually working on a new album right now that a lot of the songs touch on that. Yeah, the same kind of feeling. And not necessarily like with regard to romantic relationships, just in general, kind of the dichotomy between being a person who kind of like outwardly seems to have it together for the most part, and then inwardly not feeling like that all the time. Most of my like music doesn't necessarily get at the dichotomy so clearly, but there is one song that I'm working on for the new album that I'm thinking of. It's called 19. And I think if you were to play it without hearing the words, you would think like, oh, this might be a happy song. And then it's not. It's kind of this like cheerful little guitar part. But then it's kind of me looking back. It's actually kind of, it's referential to a song on the first album that I wrote in high school. There's a song on there called 17. So it's like looking back at that and kind of examining how I have and haven't grown since then. So I think definitely there are some songs that I've written that kind of get at the like happy music, sad lyrics thing. And also the tentative but most likely title for the new album is Golden Boy, which is kind of it's a little bit ironic, but it's a reference to that dichotomy and that like outwardly you can be, you know, as successful as you want, but that doesn't necessarily change how you're going to view yourself.
Nothing has changed since 17. I'm as stubborn and stupid and selfish as I've ever been.
I would say yes and no, in terms of doing different, like doing something completely different. I definitely have tried, because like I wouldn't say I've ever written what I would call a happy song. And that definitely, like, when I perform, people are like, oh, like, can you just ever, like, play a happy song? And I'm like, well, no, because I haven't written any. And that's something that I've tried to do. And it's something that I've thought about a lot, and I kind of get frustrated with myself sometimes, like, why can't I? And I think it kind of has to do with what I mentioned earlier, which is that for me, songwriting is kind of a like working through what I'm feeling kind of thing. And when I'm happy, I don't feel the need to work through it because I just want to like live in that moment and like experience the happiness. And then when I'm like frustrated or sad or angry, that's like when I turn to music. Yeah. And I think it's interesting that like I do kind of have a solid, or not solid, but like a consistent kind of vibe, like you said. And I think a lot of that comes from the fact that my process is like largely, I would say, unconscious, at least in the beginning of a song's creation, and that usually I'll be like playing the guitar, playing the piano for a little bit. And once I find something I like, I try to write the first few lyrics just like off the top of my head without thinking about it at all. And then from there I'll say like, oh, what did I just write? Like, what do I think that's about? Like kind of figuring out like what's kind of on my mind subconsciously. And then I kind of take it from there once I've figured out what exactly I'm thinking about and writing about. The hardest part of writing a song is getting past that first stage where I'm writing those first few kind of unconscious lines. Kind of once I've identified what I'm writing about and I have my first few lines, I can usually kind of get, you know, a verse and a chorus or two verses, and then I'm kind of stuck like, okay, have I said everything I want to say about this? Like, do I have more things that I want to talk about? And anything else that I'm kind of forcing, is it going to sound as good? So I think that's hard for me. And then it's also hard when I do realize that I've kind of said everything I wanted to say and I have to kind of give up or at least put a song away for a certain amount of time. But then there's also something really rewarding in looking back at a song that I've kind of dumped or just left in my phone's voice memos to just rot for a little bit, and then come back to it and rework it and then turn it into something that I really like. And that actually happened with two of the songs on the album that I'm working on now, where I actually just last night was going back and listening to the kind of first drafts that I wrote of them and was thinking, wow, these are terrible. But like somehow I went back to them after, you know, 6 months or so, and kind of reworked them in a way that really works and I'm happy with. So it's kind of the hardest part and also the best part sometimes. 19, the one that I mentioned, is one of them. The other one, which is one of my favorites on the new album, is called Vaccine. It was kind of this very clunky, heavy song when I first wrote it. And it's definitely still heavy emotionally, but the way that I reworked it, it's definitely much more dynamic. And I like it a lot better now. So it was cool to kind of come back to it and totally redo it.
I sit and wonder why I sit here and don't cry.
Oh, isn't life... One of the most important things for me when I'm writing is to not force it, to kind of just let it happen. I have sometimes sat there and worked for hours and hours on, you know, even just two lines of a song that have just felt really fake to me in the end when I'm looking at them. Like I'm trying too hard to make something rhyme, or I'm trying too hard to, you know, make it fit this like certain, I guess, like rhythm. So I guess for me, just like letting it come from a space that is not kind of clouded by my own judgment. Sometimes I am definitely super hard on myself when it comes to writing and most other things. So I would say for me, just kind of letting it happen is the best way to get a song done in a way that I am eventually going to be proud of. And that sometimes means taking a step back, or, you know, sending it to a friend, or just like taking a break for a few minutes and then coming back to it. I think definitely sometimes like taking a step back is the best way to get something done.
And your magic disappearing act.
Thanks so much to Calvin Lamoth for coming on to Scratch Take. Visit scratchtake.com for a link to Calvin's SoundCloud page, where you'll find all of his most recent releases. You'll also find a complete playlist of all of the songs featured in today's episode. And finally, if you like the show, make sure to subscribe on iTunes for more deep dives into the minds of songwriters.
Why do I feel sick when I see it's nothing there?